This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What day is it?
It's Thursday.
You seem happy this morning.
I mean, it is the weekend.
No, and not yet.
It's just a regular Thursday.
Oh, man, really?
Still got more work to do.
Not helping.
Oh, listen, I need a little pick-me-up.
I wish I had a little pick-me-up.
Maybe you need some more coffee.
Do you need some more coffee?
Black coffee and Irish whiskey.
Yeah!
We have a show to put on.
Showtime. Who's already drinking coffee?
Right here.
Yeah.
I already had a cup this morning before I left home. I can't bring myself to drink the coffee here. If I don't bring it myself, I don't drink it while I'm at work.
Because the coffee at work is something different, I would say.
The coffee at work sucks. And I don't know what brand it is. It's just in sort of a plain pouch. And it's the only coffee I've ever seen that doesn't even smell good when you open it. You know, most coffee smells fantastic when you open it. Boy, that's a great smell. No, not here. It's like, what's that? What's that smell?
Burning?
Oh, that's the coffee I just opened. Oh, well, don't bother to put that in the basket there because I don't want any of that.
Yeah, no.
Be glad you haven't gone out yet. If you don't have to go out, you won't want to go out today. It's raining already, and it's really going to be coming down later on today.
Soggy.
Yeah.
Am I hearing right, Chase, that there could be, like, before this storm is over and places could have, like, 35 inches of rain? Is that right?
Oh, no, not here. No,
I'm not talking about here. I'm not talking about here. I'm talking about down south there. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, crazy. Like 2 feet right off the bat.
I ain't heard you laugh like that in a long time. Maybe I just want to be good as you.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. 6:10 the time. Raining this morning. It's going to rain all day long today. I've seen only a few pictures of the storm damage and the results of that down along the Gulf Coast. It looks terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Things just get so soggy with the rain, and then even just the slightest amount of wind just knocks everything over.
And we're starting today with a little rain at 64 here. It's going to rain most of the day. Now, I did look ahead to the forecast. We got next week is going to be spectacular.
Oh, good.
I'm talking about sunshine and highs in the upper 60s and low to mid 70s all week long.
Ooh, yeah.
Good golfing weather.
It is. You're right, Chase. We got to get out there. Some areas on Monday night could see a low in the upper 30s.
Ooh, quit speed.
Yeah, we got some spectacular fall weather coming up. All right, we have the odds and ends coming up. We have the wrap-up on the ACMs last night, which were interesting, to say the least, performing to no one. It was pretty interesting, but we'll have the recap on that and the matchups to see how well we did at picking the winners. We all picked winners in the categories. We'll see how good we did. We'll do that around 6:30.
93.1 The Wolf.
Landscape Pros. Are you stuck between a rock and a hardscape? Marshall Stone and Site One.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf, 6:24. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Good morning to you. It's 6:24 and raining this morning. It's going to rain all day today. In fact, some of that rain is going to come down heavy
later
on today.
And Yay. And the heaviest of the heavy will be late tonight. So talk about some good sleeping weather.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good night to live in the house with a tin roof.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yes.
Perfect. Hey, you know, we talk about all the businesses that are shut down, all the money that's being lost, businesses that are having to close because they just can't make it because of all these Rona restrictions. The NFL teams are losing huge money because they are unable to put crowds in these expensive stadiums.
Aw, poor babies.
And each team, of course, their losses would be different depending on how much they have invested in all this. Here are the top five losing teams in terms of cash and how much they're bleeding per game.
Okay.
Number five, the New York Jets loses $27 million a game by not playing or not having, you know, the crowd. Houston Texans, number four, at $27 million. The New York Giants at number three, $32 million. The New England Patriots, $39 million. And far and away, the number one losingest team when it comes to money because they can't put fans in the stands, the Dallas Cowboys lose $77 million per game.
Well, I mean, they can't get a touchdown, so they have to fill it in with crowds and make their money.
Yeah, well, I think part of it, what is it? Like, I know, it's, of course, you're not making your money off concessions and sales of everything like that, too. But isn't it also probably paying the players / cheerleaders / staff, everything else?
It's all cumulative. It all adds up, and it adds up fast when you're talking about the expenses that these guys have.
And travel, too.
PC, I don't understand this. PC Magazine says that 49% of people dislike TikTok videos. How's that possible? How's it possible that half of the people in this country hate TikTok videos, yet it is huge?
They're all over 40.
Well, yeah, no, that's partially true because a lot of this is they're probably mad because all it is younger people just doing weird dances and getting paid a lot.
I will say, okay, I have TikTok, the app. I never have logged into it, used it. I used it one time to watch a video my friend sent me through a text, okay? But I can't get down with it. And I notice my friends, and, you know, we're almost all 30, they're just sucked into it. We'll be sitting around the room, and they're all just scrolling on TikTok. I'm like, would y'all get a life? Can we do something? Like, have some conversation? It's ridiculous.
Chase, you're a TikTok jock.
I enjoy it.
You're on the TikTok there.
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's pretty nice. I hopped on it very early and got a very unique username that not many people can get. I call myself Skittle Me This.
I spit my coffee.
Yeah, I was able to acquire that username early on. But yeah, I mean,
you know,
I thoroughly enjoy it.
Later in life, when you're telling your grandkids about your greatest accomplishments, you can tell them what name you got on TikTok.
Yeah, they'll be like, weren't you on a morning show on a radio station? Yeah.
Could you just use the one that give you user 0037 time, you know, whatever it is?
I didn't have to get that one. Skittle me this.
That's like getting the phone number 867-5309. That's all. Awesome.
Jenny.
The rioting that occurred in the 140 cities that had these bad riots after George Floyd's death, the insurance company tab on that is now $2 billion.
Ooh.
Man.
Hey, I told you Amazon's planning to speed delivery by opening a bunch of these new warehouses. In fact, there's over 1,500 new warehouses going to open in U.S. suburbs. They're going to spend billions on improving the company's transportation capabilities. They're going to build these warehouses, put fleets of those little trucks in the parking lots, back them up to the parking and loading docks, and bring those packages to you ASAP.
Let me tell you, Amazon is not slowing down.
No, not at all. They are thriving through all this. They were ready for this kind of thing.
Speed of light, man. And you're right. The pandemic has been very, very good to Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, Southwest Airlines does plan to continue social distancing on flights and will leave its middle seats open through at least November and probably through the end of the year.
No, they got rid of Biscoff. I'm not flying in with them again.
They hope the move keeps travelers safe and gives their Thanksgiving travel a boost. And speaking of the Biscoff wafers that you just mentioned, I know a lot of people love those things. And a while back, we mentioned that Biscoff was going to discontinue distributing the Biscoff wafers in the United States. Good news for you, Chase. I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to tell you anyway. As of yesterday, at the Walmart grocery store, they were well stocked with large packages of the Biscoff wafers.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dale. That made my day. I could just cry.
So I might want to make a trip to the neighborhood market there and pick up. These were those big fat packs of them. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many comes out. They're huge.
Yes.
You know. And when I went by, I go, should I get one? I made myself stop. I
Dale,
didn't do it.
You should have gotten one.
You say we'll be down in 5.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf. It's God's Country from Blake Shelton, Dale O'Brien, Eddie, and Chase. HCM's last night. Could I get some kind of awards show music playing here, please? Oh.
Yeah. There we go.
There we go. A little fanfare-ish. I'll run down the categories, and then, Annie, you can tell us who we picked, and then we'll see how we did, okay?
Okay.
Let's just go with starting with a big one. Entertainer of the Year. Who do we pick? Annie, did I lose you?
I'm here.
I couldn't hear you. Did you say anything? Oh,
we all three picked Luke Combs.
We were all three wrong. The Entertainer of the Year. It was a tie last night. I couldn't believe it. I'd never seen it before. Thomas Rhett and Carrie Underwood both were awarded the Entertainer of the Year trophy.
Very
poor
weird.
Poor Carrie Underwood. She deserved this all by herself. They always have to make sure a man wins. I'm just going to say it, and that's all I'm going to say.
Well, I don't know. Thomas Rhett, really, he does a hell of a job on his live show.
He does, but I mean, Carrie Underwood's been putting in the work, man, and she even once again did a special thing for the ACMs where she honored all the women. I mean, just give the woman her due, man.
All right, Female Artist of the Year. Who do we pick?
Dale and Chase both picked Carrie Underwood. I picked Maren Morris.
You are correct. Female Artist of the Year was Maren Morris of the ACMs last night. Male Artist of the Year, who did we pick?
Dale, you picked Chris Stapleton. I picked Luke Combs, and Chase picked T-Rex.
You were right again. Luke Combs was the Male Artist of the Year. Certainly deserving. Certainly deserving. Album of the Year. Did we pick that category or not? Did we bother with that?
We did pick Album of the Year. Uh-huh. Dale and I both picked What You See Is What You Get from Luke Combs. Chase, you picked Wild Card, Miranda Lambert.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Annie and I were correct. Luke Combs, What You See Is What You Get, Album of the Year.
I wanted to be a wild card on that one.
Mm-hmm. Duo of the Year. Who'd we pick?
Duo of the Year. Dale, you were Maddie and Tay. Chase and I both picked Dan and Shay.
You guys were right. It was Dan and Shay. Maddie and Tay are much cuter than you guys. Song of the right. Year. Song of the Year. Who'd we pick?
So, Song of the Year. We all three chose 10,000 Hours by Dan and Shay.
One man band, Old Dominion, was the winner.
I know. So proud of them.
Group of the Year. Group of the Year.
Okay, so Dale and Chase, you both picked Old Dominion. I picked Little Big Town.
The group of the year was Old Dominion.
Yay, y'all, yay.
Single of the year. That's a big one. Who won single of the year? Who'd we pick?
All right, so Dale and Chase both picked God's Country. I chose One Man Band.
God's Country was the winner of single of the year. So Chase and I got that one. New Female Artist of the Year.
We just picked a new artist of the year. I don't know what list we ran down, but all we had were male names, so I guess we didn't do new female artists.
Tennille Towns was the winner there. New male artist of the year. Who did we pick?
We all three picked Morgan Wallen.
Riley Green won.
I know. I was surprised. I don't think he deserves it, but I really thought Morgan Wallen was going to take the cake. It's been a good year for him.
And video of the year. Did we pick that one?
We did not pick that one.
Video of the year, that was Thomas Rhett and Remember You Young. So, congratulations.
Would you like
to all the winners?
You want to know who won out of all of us?
Who won? Who got the most correct?
Chase, you came in with 3 points. Dale, you came in with 3 points. I came in with 4 points. I am not taking y'all to lunch.
Oh, you're not?
No, I don't have the money to do that. Y'all want to go eat lemons or something. I got that.
Wait, we do.
How come all...
New Country 93.1 of the Wolf 654. Good news story time. Annie?
So imagine you're walking down a street by yourself and all of a sudden a burning car comes like rolling to a stop. What are you going to do? You going to just make sure people are okay? You going to call the police? I mean, what, the fire department? What are you going to do?
Scary, isn't it? Scary thought.
Well, there's an 18-year-old from Waterbury, Connecticut. His name is Justin, and he was terrified when he saw this happen as he's going down the street. But he just said, I'm going to jump to it. He hopped into the car, grabbed a one-year-old baby, two little girls, and helped the mom out of the car that was burning. He didn't think twice about it, even though he knew. He said he didn't know if that, you know, the car was just going to go ahead and blow up right then and there or not. But he knew he had to help them. And so he grabbed them all out. He saved all their lives. He's being held a hero now in his hometown, which is really cool. I read the story about four times and I just can't believe it. I thought that was the coolest thing. And he's the sweetest guy. I watched a video on it too. And the police chief ended up giving him a challenge coin. It's one of the city's highest honors. It means like bravery and courage. And, it's acknowledging his heroic act. And
he said, can I use this in a vending machine?
Right. You almost look like you can. And, you know, police chief told Justin that whenever he feels like he needs courage or some type of like brave, you know, background, just look back at his coin and think of this day, which I think it's changed that family's life forever. They'll never forget Justin and what he did for them.
Oh, there'll be no reward money, but but here's this. Here's this little metal disc. Look back on it with fond memories. Well, congratulations to that guy. That's incredible. You don't know what you would do until you're in that situation. Because what happens, you're so shocked to see that.
Is there a car on fire next to me?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that you're like, this is so unbelievable. I don't understand this is happening. So hats off to him for having the state of mind.
The biggest shock for me is that he was 18. And saw that. I feel like any other 18-year-old would have just been a bystander or called somebody. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that many 18-year-olds in this day and age would jump in and help. So I just, it makes my heart so happy.
Yeah, nice job. Nice job.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
In this place, and it was three acts in a bill besides myself. It was a girl singer who was the worst. This girl singer was so bad. After her first song, the audience asked for a glass of water. Well, one night the boss told her to stop singing while the waiters were serving. She was terrible to look at, to an ugly girl. Terrible to look at, you know. All night long, the audience kept yelling, "Up in front!" Then the other act I worked with was a rabies-infected dog act. And I didn't get along with these dogs at all, you know. Very bitter dogs, bitter dogs. I mean, they knocked around in show business for years. I couldn't get ahead. Very bitter dogs, you know. Bitter dogs, you know. Every night, they used to bark at my punchlines, you know. In fact, I remember one night, one of the dogs told me that Lassie was just lucky. You know, that type of dog, you know. And the dog told me Lassie got ahead, but not because of her talent, you know. Years ago, Rin-Tin-Tin, you know.
Every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
New music. Russell Dickerson, Love You Like I Used To. 7:11 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Chase sent me a video yesterday of this woman who was sitting on a bench.
Sorry, I should not laugh.
But oh my gosh. She's sitting on this bench on the side of a street, and the bench, you know, a lot of benches are near corners, and she's sitting on the bench, and beside the bench was a public garbage can. Well, a garbage truck comes up with one of those automatic arms that come down off the side of the truck that lifts the can up to dump it in the back of the garbage truck.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when it does that, the right side portion of the arm caught the bottom of the bench that the lady was sitting on.
Oh, no.
And when he raised up the arm to dump the can into the truck, it yanked the bench up, threw the old lady off the bench, onto the curb, over onto the edge of the street beside the garbage truck.
Oh, my gosh.
She had this drink she was drinking, and the drink goes, you know, just she lurches forward. It's the craziest thing you've ever seen. It's a viral video today, by the way.
So that's a powerful arm.
Yes.
On the garbage truck. That's what I was thinking.
Now, you could tell by the way it just whipped her out of that thing.
Poor thing.
So
the guy gets out, he runs around, and just, he kind of stops halfway and is like, oh, man, the paperwork I'm going to have to file now.
And then there was a bystander there who was so shocked he didn't know what to do. And on top of everything else, the lady's wearing a dress.
Yes, you're right.
And she gets thrown off, and the way she falls, the whole dress just goes up around her waist and over her head.
She's
I'm watching the video now.
It's awful. It's one of those things.
That's something you just said is so true, that the bystander was there in shock. It's like we were talking about earlier. If you see a car roll up and it's on fire, you're just so confused as to what just happened.
It happened so fast, too. Oh, my gosh. It was like in that little tiny trash can, this big claw was picking up.
That's crazy. You'll see this video today. Can you post that on the...
Yeah, I'll share it.
She's going to share that with on our social media. You can take a look at it, but you'll see it today. Crazy.
The Wolves everywhere.
Eastman.
Ashboro.
Lemons.
Cranking.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. 7:24 now. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. How did your dad scare your boyfriends, ladies, when you were younger? You know, dads love that kind of stuff. You know, if you have daughters, you know, you live for it. I ended up having two sons. And I'm going to tell you, two is enough. We were stopping. That's it. There are going to be no more children. Can barely handle the two we have, let alone another one.
Or if it had been a girl. Ooh, I fear for you.
Right. So anyway, how did that happen? Now, I know, Annie, that you had a kind of a different situation, but... Even though Dad might not have been there, I'm sure Mom stepped into the role.
Definitely. Well, Dad was always there in spirit, I'm sure. His ghost would have probably kicked some butt. Yeah. But honestly, like the first time a guy ever came to my house to meet me, my mother had her friends across the street, that are like her really close friends, had him, his name was Bruce, had Bruce come over, which I love Mr. Bruce. He's the nicest guy in the world, gives the best hugs, but he is not very intimidating. And so there he was on the couch with my mom, and like they were trying this whole thing. But it didn't really work. But years later, my stepdad kind of came into the picture, and he has a giant sword, and my mother has a BB gun. Okay.
Wow.
And so this is what they had when the guy arrived. And I'm like, this is more embarrassing than it is like intimidating. And so that's my story. No, I don't remember words that were shared, but that is what they had when he arrived. So I'm sure he was probably a little like, what's happening here?
I'll see y'all kids when you get back. I'll probably still be up cleaning this gun.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep sharpening my knife here.
Well, how about you? 680 Wolf, how about you? How'd your dad scare your boyfriends?
I mean, it's not my dad, but a friend of mine's dad.
Okay.
He had a Halloween prop that he used. It was a coffin in his garage. And when my friend would have boys over, he would remind these boys, he's like, you know, keep in mind, I can always build another one of these. This coffin will be for you.
Okay. All right. Well, that's one way to handle it. Like I say, I didn't get the opportunity to do that because I didn't have any daughters. I have two nieces. But their dad's 6'2 and beefy, so he sort of enjoyed that, I think. And both of the girls were real super cute, you know, lots of boys, you know, coming around to the house. I told him one time, I said, man, I am at this point, I'm glad I don't have daughters because I'd lock them in the basement and refuse to let boys around them until they're like 30. You know what I'm saying? You are not, this boy is not going to come around to you. That's where mom has to step in and be the voice of reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Even at 30, still, no, you're going to talk to me first.
Right. I think one of my favorite lines growing up was, you're not allowed to date until you're married.
And I'm like, yep. Yeah.
So how about you, dad, scaring your boyfriends? How'd he do it?
My daughter had a boyfriend. She was 15.
Mm-hmm.
And I had seen him before, but I had never met him. And I was driving down the road one day and saw him playing catch with one of his friends. So I pulled over around the corner.
Uh-oh.
And snuck up on him. He didn't know I was there.
Oh, no.
And I was within 10 feet of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned around and saw me. And his eyes got huge. I said, hey, what are you doing?
Hey.
He says, nothing. I said, you know who I am, right? He says, yeah. He was scared. And that was the end of it. And I just turned around and walked away. I said, okay.
Now, you wouldn't get that opportunity very often right there. You just wouldn't. But
no.
I'm sure
he probably scared the crap out of that poor fella. He probably thought he was going to come to kill him or something.
There are great stories from celebrities who do things like this. One of the best stories is Sean Penn, who is, I mean, these celebrities, imagine the situation if their daughter meets some guy and he's not in the celebrity world,
mm-hmm.
but she's going to go out with him anyway. And you go to her house and, you know, Sean Penn opens the door and
hey, Mr. Penn.
I think what he ended up telling the guy, he goes, I just want you to, because hi, Mr. Penn. Hi, Mr. Penn. And that's okay, you can call me Sean.
Oh, hi Sean.
And it says, I'll tell you, you guys have a good time tonight, but just remember that, well, when you're out tonight and you're doing whatever it is you're gonna be doing this evening, just remember that when you get home, when you get back here, whatever you did to her, I'm going to do to you.
Oh. Imagine being Liam Neeson, though.
Yeah.
I will find you,
and
I will kill you.
Oh, man. We should redo that whole speech as a dating dad speech.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Girl, you know...
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Good morning to you, and thank you for listening to the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Okay, evidently there's such a thing as a flirting face. Annie, I need to get your feedback on this and see if you think this is true. And I want you to think it through, and I want you to think about whether or not you did this or not when you were in the dating, flirting world, all right?
Okay, all right.
Here's what the flirting face evidently is, and this is how it's done. Ladies, here's what you do, whether you know it or not. And guys always pick up on this. The flirting face is, your head is turned to one side and you're tilted down slightly. Your head's tilted down slightly. You have a slight smile, not a big grin, a slight smile. And your eyes are locked onto the person that you're looking at slash flirting with. Now, this may or may not be something that you do intentionally. Maybe you're just great at flirting and you know how it's done. And maybe it's just something that comes to you naturally. Now, as I described that to you, Annie, do you think that's accurate?
Oh, that's absolutely accurate. And I think that's just something natural people do, because I think that's also a form of like open communication and body language, is that you're interested and you're engaged. And you also probably think they're kind of cute. So you're just trying to kind of look cute too, but you're not really thinking about it truthfully. So I can definitely attest to that. That's definitely probably what every female does.
You know, I'm not trying to be funny here at all, but that is the exact same look I give to a Sir Pizza.
Amen. Me too.
Just staring at it.
Fresh out of the oven.
Look at you steaming. Hot.
Now, another question that I have, because I noticed this just as an observation. Let's say you're walking in... a shopping mall, you're walking, like I walk miles on these trails around the city.
Mm-hmm.
And you will pass someone who's coming by you in fairly close proximity. And oftentimes there's no one else around. Do you acknowledge that person by if they look at you, like if you're a girl, a woman, and a guy looks at you and speaks and smiles, are you tentative about smiling back or whatever because you don't want to give the guy the wrong impression.
I think for me, that's just a normal reaction. I grew up in a neighborhood where everybody smiled and waved. Like, didn't matter if you were passing them in a car or walking on the street. And so I do that now when I go walking in my neighborhood. It doesn't matter who I pass. I'm like, I throw a hand up, hey, smile. Or if someone says, yes, hey, how are you? I'd say, great, how are you? You know, and just keep moving. So for me, that's just, I've always been that way. My friends laugh at me when they come walking with me. They're like, you just wave at everybody, don't you? So I can't help it.
Well, I'm the same, Annie. I always speak to people that I meet on the trail. And most people, by the way, the regulars, you see the regulars. They're people that you see on a regular basis. And they're people who walk different sections of the trail that you may not see every day. But there's an unspoken etiquette where you speak to the person you're meeting.
I think the awkward part for me is the getting to passing them just right point to say hey, because like when you're approaching them, I'm like trying not to look at them, so I kind of look down until I get to that one point where I look up, our eyes meet, I'm like, hey, how are you? And then I keep walking past them. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be the right timing.
Yeah, and most of the time you're not really speaking because everybody's got their buds in. They're listening to music or listening to a book or something, and you just sort of smile and say hi. But I noticed that a lot of women sometimes will not do it, and I feel like they're not doing it because they're afraid that the guy will get the wrong, you know, idea, you know, that you're flirting with them.
That, I think a lot of women are on high alert. I am too, and I live in a great little neighborhood. I keep my phone on speaker in my pocket because I don't want to have earbuds, and I want to hear cars around me. I want to hear people around me. I don't want to be slipped up on. So I think that's part of a thing that goes back to being a woman and being a little afraid of your surroundings sometimes. You just want to be on a high alert.
You know, I'm pretty sure if somebody takes you, Annie, they'll give them right back.
Oh, it's going to be a fight. I got a metal water bottle. Bring it on, baby.
She's out there braining some guy because he smiles. Hey, I was just smiling. I was just saying hello. Please.
See you. Riding like Bonnie and Clyde, rolling.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf. There's Travis Denning and After a Few. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase at 7:55. Time to blow your potty horn.
Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday if you're celebrating today on a thirsty, rainy Thursday. You can still enjoy it. You share that birthday with Danielle Brooks, who is Tasty off of Orange is the New Black. She's 31 today. Constantine Morales. I bet you haven't heard his name in a while. He was the original rocker on American Idol. He's 45 today. Jimmy Johnson, 45 today. Dougie Fresh is 54.
Whoa, Dougie Fresh, man. Yeah. What a blast from the past.
Coach Phil Jackson is 75. Mistress of the Dark. Elvira is 69
Elvira
today.
Elvira. Wait, well.
What a pair of legs on her, huh?
Oh.
Right.
And he would have shared a birthday today. His name's Hank Williams Sr., the legend. It would have been his birthday. Some local birthdays for you. Callie O'Shaughnessy from Clemens. Haley McCallum of Thomasville. She's a big Wolf listener. We love her very much. Jimmy Awad from High Point. Carrie Skirka of Kernersville. Tara Ann of Grover. Nick Garneau of High Point. And Benjamin Thompson of Kernersville. Happy birthday, y'all. Get your special day in now by going to 931wolfcountry.com and entering it in. And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf, Wake Up the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. And again, it was one of these days where it was extremely difficult to figure out which stories to include and which to blow off, but I think I figured it out. So off we go to the land of law and order. It's Nimrod News time. Let's start off with this little quickie here. These group of guys in the car decide, hey, let's go in here and rob this donut shop.
Okay.
First of all, that's the crime I've been planning. If I'm going to prison, I'm going to go ahead and just rob a donut shop because I know they're loaded.
Correct. You get a little treat while you're there.
Well, inside the donut shop, guess who was in there?
Uh-oh.
Typical.
Bunch of cops having donuts. The cops, even before the robbery began, saw some drug paraphernalia fall out of one of the woman's pockets.
Oh, my gosh.
As she was getting out of the car. I mean, before they even got in the building. Hey, check it out. Crack pipe, guys. They went out, searched the car, arrested them all before they could even, you know, do their little robbery. You know what I'm saying?
If it wasn't for those meddling kids, they'd have gotten away with it.
It was old man Johnson with the mask on.
That's right.
200 naked inmates escape all at the same time.
Oh.
The inmates escaped from jail, broke into an armory, stole some weapons, stripped down to you know, everything off, then ran into the woods.
Okay, so that way no clothes or anything would leave evidence behind. I get it.
This happened in Uganda. Most of the criminals were jailed for cattle theft.
All right.
The government is warning residents to lock their doors because the naked criminals may try to steal clothing so they can dress themselves again. They had to get rid of those prison clothes, you know.
What about the cows, though? We got to watch out for the cows. They got guns now. They're on the loose.
Yeah, that's right.
Put the moo-moos up.
Also, I had to include this one, too, because there's nothing better than a person fighting with an animal. The visual on that is too good. The Daily Mail reports that Muhammad Ali Khawaja pleaded not guilty yesterday to criminal mischief. The 30-year-old and his friends were together, and they filmed him as he drove into an aquarium at the Sydney, Australia Zoo. Muhammad's friends then taped him fighting with several emus.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, think about this. The emu, you can picture what the emu is, the giant bird with the big, long neck.
They're scary eyes, too. Ooh.
And they can kick and flog you with their wings.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And oddly enough, his name is Muhammad Ali Khawaja.
Oh, and did he get his butt kicked?
Yeah, the emu wiped him out, man. It was a TKO by the emu.
I saw the lime in bad time. In case you didn't know.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf show at 8:13. And the world's attempt to entertain you while the pandemic continues. Kane Brown going to be doing one of those big screen shows that you can see, and we have a way for you to do that for free.
We do. Text Kane to 20357. Super easy. And you also get to see an awesome live performance of Red Dirt Revival beforehand. It's going to be a really good time out there. Marketplace Cinemas in Winston-Salem.
Red Dirt Revival, man, they know how to rock it. Those guys are awesome. And every time I see them, I can't believe how many songs they know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See, think about that. How many songs you have to know? You have to remember how to play all those songs if you're, you know, in the band. And you got to know the words to all of them. I mean, even if you're using any kind of prompter, which they don't.
Yeah.
Red knows all the words.
Because he's a man.
I don't know how he does it, but anyway, that sounds great. Yeah. 8:14.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
You can't know someone has COVID-19 just by looking at them. But
one of them girls.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
You know, we talked about this a little bit earlier, but I have to bring it up again because why not, in case you missed it. Uganda's government is looking for 200 naked inmates, in case you're wondering. And if you see any of them, let them know. The inmates escaped from jail, broke into an armory, and then stripped naked, before fleeing into the woods, which I understand. You don't have any clothing or anything. Drag it down, leave evidence, because that's the worst part of a kidnapping.
Well, you can't be running around in prison clothes. People are going to spot you.
Exactly.
You're much less likely to be spotted if you're carrying a rifle while naked.
Right. Absolutely right. And most of the criminals were jailed for cattle theft. So if you see any, let them know.
Darn those rustlers.
That's right. Yesterday at 4 o'clock, major announcement on the side of gaming nerdness. Sony PlayStation 5 is going on sale November the 12th, and it's going to be pretty reasonably priced, I think.
$500. $500. That's awesome.
Please, God.
Maybe just have a special, for this. Special controller with lights.
Every female is feeling me right now. Like, please, whether it's your son, your daughter, or your husband, for the love of God, don't ask us for this.
Sorry, the reason why we asked for it is to get us out of reality for a bit.
Yeah, we got to escape it.
My husband's reality is perfect. Why does he want to escape, huh?
Hey, listen, that keeps us from having to go in the bathroom with our phone and lock the door.
And sit for an hour and get those tingly legs because you've sat on it for too long.
Right.
Today, which I find interesting that the ACMs were last night. I'm sure this ties in not whatsoever, but it's International Country Music Day. So across the world, we are celebrating country music today.
Yes.
As we should every day. All right. And
today is the birth date of Hank Williams Sr. So it all just ties together perfectly. You're right. It does tie together. It does tie together. Thank you very much. So happy National Country Music Day, everyone.
This Halloween is going to have something a little bit different and a little bit spooky. Ooh. There will be a blue moon. I'll tell you why it's called blue moon in just a second.
At blue moon of Kentucky moonshine.
Blue moon. I say my Reese every time.
I appreciate both of you guys for chiming in on that. But it's going to be a full moon on Halloween this year. The reason why it's called a blue moon, it's described as the second full moon in a calendar month. Now, we had a full moon on, on October the 1st. And then it'll happen again on October the 31st. And it hasn't happened this way since the 1940s.
All right, 2020, we're all going to die.
But I hope, I wonder if it's going to be clear. If it will be cloudy, we'll never even see it. I hope it's going to be a clear night to make it, really.
With a light like a cloud underneath it looking spooky. Yeah.
That one little one, the one stereotypical one, yeah.
Yep.
And then the Sanderson sisters pop out and they come and they try to take all the souls of all the children. I'm so excited. I can't wait for Halloween.
That's a little bit dark. All right. And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. The guy who invented cotton candy, well, he was a dentist from Tennessee.
Just imagine that, a dentist coming up with cotton candy, which is
job completely security, folks. That's what that is.
It's nasty. Does anybody here eat cotton candy?
I love cotton candy. I used to make it at Chuck E. Cheese, too. It's so cool the way it works.
She likes cotton candy, and she likes candy corn.
Yeah.
You're candy fired.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Show me the money. That's how I'm going to lose weight. Show me the money.
Mm-hmm.
You pay me to do it, and I'm in. Well, there is a website offering people cash to lose their quarantine weight.
Okay. Ooh, how much cash, and where do I sign up?
$13,000.
I volunteer as tribute.
I am going to tell you where to sign up in just a second. It's a fitness website called Total Shape. They've just made the announcement that they're going to pay people to lose the weight they gain during the quarantine. $13,000 is the prize. They're going to pick 4 people to try a different diet and keep track of their progress on social media. Those people will get $8,000 each. And then they can get a $5,000 bonus if they hit different milestones.
Okay.
If you are interested, you can apply at their website, totalshape.com. Now, the only prequal for this is that you have to have a body mass index over 30.
Woo! Okay. Nailed it!
Yep, I'm good to go.
So there you go. You got it. Truly a shot at $13,000.
Yeah, you got to pay me to lose weight.
I'm already filling out the form as we speak.
Are you really? You're going
to
do it?
I swear to God, I'm doing it, yeah.
Well, if you get picked, maybe we can ride the wave of publicity to do our, and do something for ourselves. Because, hey, if you'll participate, we'll come along for the ride. Not that we're going to try to participate or anything. But
no, not at all.
We'll cheer you on in your efforts win the $13,000. The question is, if we do give you this help and push you along,
you're
what
not getting any of the money. I will take you to lunch, and that is it.
Hey, you've already reneged on the lunch you were supposed to buy because of the ACM award thing.
I didn't agree with that. Y'all did.
No.
they do it.
So Annie's filling out her paperwork and already done her application to possibly be included in the $13,000 weight loss contest.
Oh, yeah. And if I win, y'all are going to get sick of seeing my vlogs and social media posts, but I am totally down to do it.
Well, the top prize is $13,000. Four people getting picked. Those people get $8,000, and they can also get a $5,000 bonus if you hit certain benchmarks.
It's going to happen too, boy. I'm ready for it. I hope they select me. I also mentioned that I am a local morning show DJ on there in hopes that that might boost my getting in there. I don't know why it would, but you never know. Perks.
Well, this whole thing about buying lunch, you already reneged on one lunch.
Yeah.
All right. If I win, you guys can each have $500.
Now, is that, hold up, is that pre-tax?
No.
So you're going to take taxes out? You know what, Dale, I'm done with her.
You know what I am going to do? I'm going to make good on this ACM bet that we all had. I am going to step up, and I will buy lunch for everyone.
Aw, you?
That's what,
No. Annie, you're not going. No.
No. Everybody's going. I'm going to buy lunch. And that'll be the end of that.
All right.
Okay.
So.
But for real, I'll tip. I'll leave the tip. I'll leave a cool $20 bill.
Wow, crisp.
You guys just pick out whichever rallies you want to go to.
The Wolf.
Hint is pure water, infused with surprisingly true fruit flavors, including watermelon, black...
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. Eric doing a little drink in my hand. ACM style. Check this out. Very different version, but I dig it.
Yeah, the parking lot is muddy. Can't get to the door. I take my jacked up and drop her down in 4x4. Chill down a long neck. Warm up the band. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Fill it up. I'll throw it down.
Yeah, I do too.
So cool.
He puts on a great concert, too, if we ever get back to having concert.
One day.
Yeah, one day, maybe we will. New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with The Wolf Show. It's 8:55. What you watching on Netflix? So much to watch. And, I saw a calculation somewhere how many years it would take you to watch everything that there is on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's incredible. But Netflix is having a record number of cancellations right now. Their cancellation rate is 8 times higher than a normal. Now, they calculate this daily. I have a daily cancellation rate calculation. And Saturday's cancellation rate was 8 times higher than on normal Saturday. Now, they added 25.9 million new subscribers during the first 6 months of this year. The total worldwide is 193 million subscribers.
Wow.
But they're saying that one of the reasons that people may be dumping Netflix is because of that special, that movie called Cuties.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've heard about that.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't heard about this, it's a French movie that has young girls, like, you know, 11-ish, in sexualized situations. And a lot of people have hammered them with mail and phone calls about this show. About a week ago. Go ahead.
I was going to say, for people who don't know, I guess... The people who created Cuties are saying that it's to show how young girls feel so sexualized at a young age and how they're looked at in that way by certain people. But really, on the other end of it, it's just kind of creepy and uncomfortable. And I know sometimes you have to be uncomfortable to prove a point, but it's just, I watched even like the trailer for it and I was like, probably not the best way to go about all this.
Yeah, I checked the trending stuff, and about a week ago, the hashtag cancel Netflix was the top trending spot on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
people are mad about it.
And that's when the cancellation started.
especially with all this, you know, Save Our Children stuff's going on, too. It's like, this is not a very good time to be putting this out. This doesn't go hand in hand with that at all.
Now, with saying that the cancellation rate on Saturday was higher than their normal daily cancellation rate by 8 times, that doesn't tell you how many people quit or how much of an impact it's going to make on Netflix as a whole. So, you know, we don't know yet. We're talking about these massive numbers. You're talking about a service that has 193 million worldwide subscribers. So we'll see what happens, and we'll see how they handle the pressure on this Cuties movie.
They're not going to lose money. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, they're so far ahead of the game already. I mean, They were brilliant to get into the game when they did. They were so far ahead of the game with the mail-in DVD thing. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were so far ahead of that game. And do you know they still do it?
Mm-hmm.
People
really?
Still do it. They still do DVDs mailed out, and you return them in the pouch they send you.
I love it.
So anyway, we'll see what happens. But I thought it was interesting that 8 times high, that's got to be alarming to them. You know, their business department's got to be going, hold on a second.
Hold up.
Programming meeting, 1 hour, conference room, call your wives, make some coffee.
No snacks.
So we'll see what happens. We'll see.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.